Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 305 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by sinking deeply into our truth, recognizing what we are, and from this place of stillness, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into the recognition of what we are, we begin by taking a few deep breaths, allowing the body-mind to allow relaxation to sweep through it. Noticing the breath in and out, letting it bring us into the present moment. Effortlessly, we find ourselves here in the present moment. Allowing the awareness of now noticing what is here, what emotions, just noticing. Not expecting, just looking with honesty. Not trying to explain or cover up. And looking at the body sensations, just seeing what's in awareness. What's in the present moment now? And what thoughts come into the present moment now? Not following, not adding to, simply noticing. and allowing all of this to be here just as it is. Not adding to or trying to change your fix, just allowing it. Relaxing into allowing it. Effortlessly. There's nothing to do. And noticing you are aware of all of this. You are aware of all of this. You are aware. You are the awareness. Before the body and the mind and the emotions, there is that which is aware of all that. A. Ramana writes, "The mind is the instrument we use to attempt to describe God. Yet God is that which gives light or awareness to the mind. God is that which gives light or awareness to the mind." We are that light. We are that awareness. That which God gives. Which is God. Ramana goes on to say, "This is like a movie projector in which the light from the bulb inside shines through the film, casting an image of the pictures contained in the film onto the screen. The film is like the mind. God is like the light bulb. The light bulb is behind the film and lights and projects the images into manifest expression on the screen. But the film's images cannot express, cannot contain or manifest the light bulb itself. For the light of the bulb is what projects or gives expression to the film. Being behind the film, prior to the film, beyond the film, it shines in and through the film as the manifesting light to the film. He says, "Likewise, direct perception of the pure light of consciousness itself cannot be done with the mind. But if the film and the projector comes to a span of frames that are clear, with no images or impressions imprinted on them, then the pure light shines through the clear space, and the quality of the light is seen. But that is still not the bulb itself. It is only its light. When we empty the mind of all concepts, opinions, beliefs, theories, images, thoughts, and ideas, and let it rest quietly without a single ripple of movement, and without going unconscious or to sleep, then the light of its source is capable of being experienced. Sitting here in this place beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the emotions, recognizing that we are the awareness of all that, recognizing that we are the light of all that. None of that is without us, the light. Sit here simply recognizing that you are the light in this stillness, in this peace, in this unchanging beingness. Stillness is the one answer you can ongoingly return yourself to. In stillness, there are no attachments. In stillness, there is no upset or fear. In stillness, there are no stories. In stillness, there is only peace, given from our Holy Spirit. Stillness is the one answer you can ongoingly return yourself to. In stillness, there are no attachments. In stillness, there is no upset or fear. In stillness, there are no stories. In stillness, there is only peace. Stillness is the one answer you can ongoingly return yourself to. In stillness, there are no attachments. In stillness, there is no upset or fear. In stillness, there are no stories. In stillness, there is only peace. stillness is the one answer you can ongoingly return yourself to. In stillness, there are no attachments. In stillness, there is no upset or fear. In stillness, there are no stories. In stillness, there is only peace. Stillness is the one answer you can ongoingly return yourself to. In stillness, there are no attachments. In stillness, there is no upset or fear. In stillness, there are no stories. In stillness, there is only peace. Thank you for joining for quote 305 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.